The flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga, says President John Atta Mills must allow law enforcement agencies to treat with seriousness the case involving MP for Asin North, Kennedy Japon. He welcomed the call by former President John Kufuor on President Mills to press on the enforcement agencies to discharge their duties professionally.
In this country, lawmakers and policymakers and then honorable members are supposed to set the rules for us to follow. They are classified as policymakers in this country. For one of us to come out to make such statements holds a very serious impact. It's not just the statement or whatever has caused him to say such a statement, but it's the weight that that statement carries. So if the former president is appealing to the president to exercise his duties well, we are all appealing that the duties must be carried irrespective of partisan politics. I don't think that it is the duty of the president to charge Kennedy Japon with treason. I think it's the judiciary. And if the judiciary decides to charge Kennedy Japon with treason, the president doesn't have much to say about that. The former president Kufuor is a lawyer and he knows that. The president in question, even though he has executive powers, his executive powers does not extend to that of the judiciary. The judiciary knows what they are doing and they know how to do it well. So he should have been appealing to the members of the NPP to stay calm and allow the judiciary to exercise their duties well. Because it is when we have peace that it can be translated into vote. But when we don't have peace, I don't think that anybody can lead this country.
PNC flag bearer Hassan Ayariga. The flag bearer of the PPP, Pakwesi Indum, has condemned the utterances of Kennedy Japon, saying they were misplaced and not words that should be supported. He, however, called on President John Atta Mills to act promptly in ensuring that the law is fully enforced in addressing such serious cases. He spoke to me.
I want to state clearly that the words of the Honorable Kennedy Japon, not just were misplaced, but they're the kinds of words that none of us can support, no matter what the provocation and the circumstance and so on and so forth. But then it is important for us to get to the genesis of the matter. And for me, in a country like Ghana, or in any country in the world for that matter, there is someone who is in charge. There is someone who sets the stone or who sets the tone. There is someone who sets the pace. There is someone who provides leadership. And there's someone who ensures that all of the right things are done. And in Ghana, that person is the President of the Republic, President John Atta Mills. And so I have put in a call for the President to stand up, to be firm, to be just, but to be very clear that not just by his words, but that by his action, that he ensures that the police administration and all law enforcement agencies do what is needed and that the buck stops with him. He is in charge and he must show that indeed he is truly in charge and to ensure that impartiality prevails and that everybody acts in the way that they are supposed to. He must first ensure that his party people behave the way that he wants the rest of us to behave. And I believe that that is very, very important in a country like Ghana.
You were saying the words used by Kennedy Japon being misplaced. Can you elaborate further on that?
Well, what I'm saying is that from time to time, all of us are provoked. From time to time, all of us react to our environment or situations going on. And sometimes we are tempted to say things, maybe to get back to other people or to let other people know that we will not back down, that we are not afraid. I think that he moved into that realm, which is truly unnecessary. And given the tensions in this country, they're just in the wrong direction. And their statements that could cause damage, that could cause conflict, that could cause unnecessary injury in that, which is why I am saying I cannot back those kinds of statements.
When you say you're not comfortable with the words, were you not comfortable with the words where he's declaring war? Or were you not comfortable with the tribal sentiment he was actually expressing?
A strong, firm leadership that is at the same time impartial is needed in this country so that no matter who says what, no matter who says what, they are taken to task. We must hear from the President of the Republic and we must also understand and know visibly the actions that he will take when his own people cross the line.
PPP founder and flag bearer Pakwesi Indum.